Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live, a division of Close Up Television and Radio. Pleasure to have you here today. Also a pleasure to welcome back two very special guests. They're a husband and wife powerhouse team, and we're excited to have them here. You maybe heard them the first time they were on our series last year. Well, they're back here in the new year to update us on all the new exciting things they want to share with us. And if you haven't heard the conversations we've had with Laura and Leroy Collinwood of Health and Wisdom, stay tuned. You are in for a treat. Owners of Health and Wisdom, which specializes in the highest quality USP-grade magnesium products available on the market for over 20 years in the United States, as well as internationally. Although many people opt to make magnesium orally, studies show when sprayed or rubbed onto the skin, magnesium is quickly absorbed and goes directly into the bloodstream, bypassing the digestive system, taken to the tissues where it's needed. Using magnesium topically, unlike traditional tablets and capsules, is in fact the most convenient and optimal way to receive all the benefits magnesium offers. Sourced as a liquid here in the United States, Health and Wisdom sells USP pharmaceutical grade pure topical magnesium, which is the purest, most concentrated magnesium oil available. It is the same magnesium used at hospitals, clinics, pharmacies, and dialysis centers throughout the United States. Through their online store, you can shop for magnesium oils and gels, magnesium pills, bar soaps, and Dead Sea Salt magnesium bath crystals. Used as a foot soak or bath, or when applied to the skin, magnesium is one of the best natural remedies shown to support deeper, more restful sleep, soothe migraines, relax sore muscles, calm sensitive nerves, ease stress, and support relaxation. Who wouldn't want any of those things that I just described? Restful sleep, get rid of the migraines, you know, muscles are soothed, calming those nerves, easing the stress, supporting relaxation. Yes, that's ideal. Whether you're, you know, somebody is a young child, a senior, or somewhere in between, magnesium is an essential mineral for living your best life. Through Health and Wisdom and providing the purest, safest, highest quality topical magnesium, Laura and Leroy have helped thousands of people of all ages improve their health naturally with this life-changing mineral. We're excited to have them back on the show. Lots to talk about. They're coming to us from Missouri, and we're excited to have them here. Laura and Leroy, welcome back to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Hope you've been doing well, and nice to have you back.
Thank you so much, Jim. We're thrilled to be here.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Absolutely. Same here. And congratulations on all the successes that you've had. And we were chatting before you went live on the air, I guess, and you know, how was last year? And they said it's, you know, off the charts. And this year, same thing. The demand is there. People are responding to it, which I think is absolutely incredible. Tell us about magnesium. You know, people may hear of it and not know what it is. Or, you know, they just, it's something that they hear on the periphery. What is the role in the body, and why are you guys so passionate about sharing with people the information about magnesium?
Well, you know, Jim, we were kind of introduced to magnesium just about 4 years ago. And when I was trained as a registered nurse, you know, of course you go through some nutrition and you learn about the body and minerals and vitamins and all the things that you need to stay healthy. But I think at that time, I didn't realize what a key player magnesium was for health. And as we as we considered looking at Health and Wisdom to purchase, we started really learning about magnesium and what it does. And along with a lot of your listeners, we learned a lot. It's magnesium is a mineral that I think a lot of people don't really fully understand. You know, we have had so much information in the media about how important iron is to build blood cells and how important calcium is for strong bones and teeth. But if you ask someone, what is magnesium and what does it do? Most people would say, well, I'm not exactly sure. You know, I've heard of magnesium, but I don't know exactly what it does. And so in learning about magnesium, we learned that magnesium is just one of those essential minerals that if we don't have enough of it, we can't have optimal health. Magnesium actually is needed by every cell in the body. And it's needed to produce energy within that cell. And as that energy is produced, it allows tissues and organs and other things to do the things that they are designed to do. So in the heart, it helps heart muscles to beat. In the liver, it helps the liver to detoxify and do all the jobs that the liver has to do. In the kidneys, it helps the kidneys to function properly. So in every organ, it helps the body to do what it's made to do. Specifically, magnesium is known as the relaxing mineral. And so you'll know that, you know, when a muscle tightens, that there are minerals that help that muscle to tighten. Magnesium helps the muscle to relax, and it helps the whole body to relax. It helps blood vessels to relax, which is very beneficial for your blood pressure. Jump in, Leroy, anytime you want.
Yeah, it really is the relaxing mineral.
She's good, isn't she? She knows this inside and out.
Yep. Yeah, magnesium's a great mineral for the whole body. But we talk to people and they say, well, why should I use magnesium? And so we ask them, well, what's the issues that you're running into? Well, I'm stressed a lot, or I have sore muscles, or I have trouble sleeping at night. And those are the exact kinds of things that magnesium is great for.
That's terrific. And again, it's good for people to realize, oftentimes it's new to people. How is magnesium different from other minerals and vitamins?
I think that when you're looking at magnesium, it's important to realize that all the different minerals and vitamins are important for the body. Magnesium has been a little difficult to get in the way that we historically got magnesium. Normally, people like our ancestors 100 or more years ago would have received adequate magnesium through the diet that they ate. Magnesium is found in a lot of green leafy vegetables. It's found in whole real foods like your whole grains and beans, nuts, seeds, avocados. It's found in a lot of whole real foods. But as society has kind of shifted more towards fast convenience foods that often are fairly highly processed, those foods are very low in magnesium. So a lot of our diets tend to be lower in magnesium, especially if we're buying foods in bags and quickly reheating them. And a lot of us are just so busy, it's hard to get those whole real foods and make meals from scratch anymore. So that's one of the reasons magnesium can be low. The other reason that magnesium for a lot of people is low is that we used to get magnesium through groundwater that would run through natural minerals. And then when we would drink that water, we would receive the minerals from that water. A lot of us now, we drink filtered water, purified water, water, even distilled water that is very low in minerals. And so between those two things, a lot of us are not taking in the magnesium that our bodies need. In addition to that, when we're under a lot of stress, and who hasn't been under a lot of stress the last 3 or 4 years?
Yes.
If you're under a lot of stress, you find that your body uses magnesium much more rapidly and can deplete your stores of magnesium fairly quickly. And so you'll find, and you may notice this, when you get under a lot of stress, you may notice twitchy muscles or even leg cramps at night or difficulty sleeping or feelings of just tension and those kinds of things, those sometimes can indicate that your magnesium levels are low.
And magnesium is a good complement for all of the other vitamins and minerals that we need in our diet. You know, vitamin C, vitamin D. You know, it complements all those and helps everything work a little bit better.
That's a good thing. That's what you want, right? Because you don't want things to interfere with your day to day and taking the world on by storm. Where did people historically get magnesium, and why is that different today?
Well, just like we were saying, that the diet, the way that food is produced now, if one area of land has been used over and over and over for the same crops without magnesium being replenished in the soil, even though that type of food is normally supposed to be high in magnesium, often in our generation, it will be a little lower in magnesium because of current farming practices. And I think that's one of the reasons that so many people are trying to find food that's grown with regenerative farm practices where they actually go in and replenish the soil naturally the way the soil used to be replenished with manures and other kinds of things that are high in nutrients that the body needs in order to get the full spectrum of nutrients that our bodies need.
How can one tell, like you mentioned a few things, what are some other ways that people can tell that their magnesium levels are indeed low?
You know, that is a really interesting question. A lot of people, when they want to find out if their magnesium levels are low, they'll go in and ask their doctor, hey, can you do a blood test and see how my magnesium levels look? And as part of that blood test, you know, they'll check the magnesium along with a lot of other essential, you know, minerals and things in their bloodstream. And most of the time, the magnesium levels will come back normal. The reason for that, even if their cellular magnesium levels are low, the blood levels of magnesium will come back looking normal because the body is very careful about keeping a constant level of magnesium in the bloodstream. And so your cellular levels have to be exceptionally low before the blood will show that you have low magnesium. And so just like we were saying, some of the things that you'll notice if your magnesium levels are low are tightness in the body. Muscles are tight. Nerves are tight. Emotions are tight. You'll find that headaches come more often, back pain. You'll find that you have if you exercise, you'll find that your muscles will get tight and stay stiff longer. You may notice pain in the joints. You may notice that you're having difficulty sleeping. Often, you know, things like bowel irregularity. So if you're having constipation problems, that often is a low magnesium problem. Go ahead, Leroy.
And sometimes you don't even go into the doctor going, I think my magnesium level is low. They just
right.
Are going, I'm tired and I don't know what's wrong with me. And I you know, those tight muscles around your shoulders and how sore they can get, or why am I getting leg cramps at night? And so those are, you know, some of the signs and symptoms that Laura was mentioning, that's how you can get a hint that maybe there's something going on with your magnesium levels. And so then you supplement. And a lot of people supplement with oral medication, but topical application of magnesium is another way to get that.
Mm. And again, that might be something people aren't even aware of. And there is the difference between taking magnesium topically or orally, right? And it is better than pill form.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do, but with oral magnesium, one of the things you have to realize about magnesium is it loves to pull water toward it. That's one of the purposes of magnesium in the body, is that it pulls water toward it. So the favorite place for magnesium is inside the body's cells. And so when it goes into the cell, it pulls water with it. The tricky part is when you take it by mouth, because it wants to pull water with it, it actually can pull water into the bowel and kind of get things moving quickly. And so it goes from, you know, where it goes in to where it goes out really fast. And then you end up not absorbing as much magnesium as you were hoping. You don't absorb the full amount of magnesium, just a portion of it. And so when you're taking magnesium by mouth, it takes a really long time to actually get that magnesium into the cells and to build up your cellular magnesium level. If you use magnesium on the skin, you'll find that the skin absorbs the magnesium and you're able to get more magnesium much more quickly than you can with pills. And you'll find that, and you'll be able to tell that in the way that you feel. You'll be able to tell that in your energy levels and in, you know, a decrease in inflammation or headaches. Magnesium actually does also affect blood pressure, helping to bring blood pressure down. It also helps the cells to be more receptive to insulin. So those who are insulin resistant will find that it improves that insulin so that they're not as insulin resistant after that. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, and so for example, we have a person that called in and said, "Hey, I have your magnesium here. I did a really hard workout. I could tell that I was going to be sore. I got home. I was starting to fix dinner, and I could barely stand up. My stomach muscles were just so sore and tight. And so in addition to, what he did was he put it straight on his stomach muscles, and he said, like a minute later, he was able to stand up straight, and he was able to go about his day and do things the right way. So there's a couple of things to think about there. First, as Laura was talking about, you want your general cellular magnesium levels to go up and to be at a healthy level so that those cells can do what they need to do. The second part is, when you apply magnesium directly to where it hurts, to those muscles, it goes in and it fairly quickly relaxes those muscles and helps you just immediately feel better.
We have a lot of people who like to keep it right at their bedside table, so if they get cramps in their legs during the night, they can just spray or rub a little bit on those muscles and the cramps in their legs just melt. It just makes it go right away.
Ah, that's so important. Yeah, that's incredible. A lot of people, nothing worse than the Charlie horse at 4 o'clock
nothing
in the morning
worse than
while
the
you're
Charlie
sleeping.
Horse. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Those that and a toothache are equivalent.
Right.
Would you say, is magnesium good for all ages, including children and the elderly?
Absolutely. Every one of us need magnesium. So for little kids, what we find is if the mother has been really low in magnesium or even her mother, so you had a low magnesium level for a couple of generations, the kids will have very, very low magnesium. What we usually recommend for children is you can put just a little bit of the magnesium in their bath, even an ounce of either the bath crystals or the magnesium oil, and just let the child play in it, that it will actually help them to sleep better and help them feel more calm. And so for parents who have young children that they feel like, you know, that active child, they want them to also have some calm time. It really helps with that. Children do a lot more organized sports and exercise, it seems like, now than maybe when I was a kid and we just used to go out in the field and play kickball. Now they have,
right,
you know, sports and all kinds of lessons and all kinds of things that they do, and they have busy schedules, and we find that sometimes the kids can become depleted because of the amount of exercise they're doing or the stress that they're feeling. And so for kids, it really does make a difference, especially if you have a child that's complaining of a lot of headaches or growing pains, those kinds of things, it can be very helpful. you don't want to put pure concentrated magnesium oil directly on a child's skin. It's too concentrated. And so we would recommend you use it in like a foot soak or a bath, where you put just a little bit in some water, let them soak their feet in, or you would put some in a bathtub and let them soak in the bathtub. And that way it's a little more dilute, so it's more gentle on their skin.
And we hear stories from parents. They'll call and say, I let my child soak in the magnesium, and they were totally able to sleep. They just haven't been able to sleep recently, and now they can. And
right.
So we hear these stories very frequently.
Right. You know, just last week I had a mom call me. She says that her son has autism spectrum disorder, and she says that she can't give him tablets and capsules because he just will not take them, spits them out. And she was saying, you know, that she kind of suspected that her child was low in magnesium, so she got some topical magnesium and started letting him have some as he would bathe. And she says, I can't believe the difference for him. He's actually, he seems more calm because his muscles aren't so tight and he's sleeping so much better. So it really does. With kids, just having a bath with a little bit of magnesium in the bath makes such a big difference.
And you mentioned the elderly, too. You know, without jumping too quickly from kids to older folks, the older folks, they, you know, we start getting aches and pains as we get older. And so we have people calling us and telling us about, well, now I can walk up and down the stairs. I couldn't do that before. Wow. Or I can play with my grandkids outside now. You know, making these what for them are life-changing experiences to be able to do the things that they want to do, just to get around and do what they want to do. It really does make a difference. And so they'll put it on topically, you know, rubbing it on those sore muscles or joints, or they'll do a foot soak. But there's lots of, I mean, it's not just for kids and old people. It's all ages and stages.
Right. And I think that's one of the reasons that Leroy and I are so passionate about sharing this with people, is because we've had so many people talk about the huge impact it's had on their ability to actually live the life they want to have, that they're not as compromised by frequent headaches or by joint pain or, you know, all of these things, you know, not being able to sleep at night and then just not being able to function the next day. All these things, you know, if you can do something that it's not a medication. This is a mineral that your body needs. And so as you use it, it actually improves your health without some of the side effects that you would have if you were treating these individual things with some kind of medication or drug, because the body needs the magnesium, and the magnesium is so supportive of good health.
That's amazing. That's really fantastic. What are the best places to apply the magnesium?
So you actually can put magnesium on the skin anywhere. But like we were saying, if you have got delicate skin, it's really nice to start out with a magnesium bath or a foot soak. We have some customers who get the magnesium oil and they get so excited to use it that they'll just put it everywhere. And if your magnesium levels are very, very low, when you put it on the skin, sometimes it has kind of this tingly, kind of almost a burny feeling on the skin because the magnesium is low and so much is trying to get through at the same time. And so it's really much more comfortable to start out with like a foot soak or a bath. But we also have less concentrated products that still have a lot of magnesium in them that are more gentle to the skin. So a magnesium gel you could actually use directly on the joints or the muscles or other places where you feel like you need the magnesium just directly in that area.
And so for people that have
teeth and gums too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The teeth and gums are they need magnesium as much as any other part of the body. And so we've got another product that we call Magnesium Snow. It's a very fine powder. It's not a liquid format. It's not crystal like you would put in a bath. But it's It's super fine powder, highly concentrated magnesium. And as you put that, use that as part of your oral hygiene on your toothbrush, mixing it in with your toothpaste, for example. We had people that call us and say, hey, my gums are a little bit tighter. And when I went to the dentist, he said, you know, whatever you're doing, keep on doing. And it's that magnesium snow that's working for them.
Mm-hmm. And so I like to use a little bit of combination. I use a few drops of the magnesium oil and then a pinch of the magnesium snow every time I brush. And I have personally noticed that the sensitivity I used to have, my teeth were getting so sensitive that I couldn't drink anything with ice in it. And I noticed that went away. And I also noticed that the plaque and tartar that you produce is less when you're using the magnesium oil with a little bit of magnesium snow. It kind of changes the pH in the mouth, and it changes the bacterial count to the point that it helps you to have a healthier mouth in between cleanings.
Wow, that's amazing. There's also magnesium soap, huh?
Yes. So we have a couple of new products. This last year was a great year. So we released a new magnesium soap and a new magnesium muscle recovery. So the magnesium soap is great because it has, of course, it has the magnesium in it, but it also has just really natural soothing fats and oils that a soap maker. So we found this fantastic soap maker who makes all of our soap bars by hand. And there are no perfumes added. There are no colors added. It's just pure handmade soap with magnesium in it. And it comes with three lightly scented essential oils. So we've got a citrus, we've got a lavender soap, and then we've got a rosemary peppermint soap. And we're finding that people just love it. Of course, you're not going to bring up the magnesium within the body quickly with soap because it's not as concentrated in the soap as it would be in the magnesium oil or gel. But if you're working on helping something on the skin to have the magnesium support that it needs to recover, then the soap is a really nice option. The magnesium muscle recovery, on the other hand, we've got this great product that's specifically for people who like to exercise and might be exercising a little harder than their body wants to. And so we find that with this one, it actually has not only the magnesium in it, but it has aloe vera, it has a natural seaweed extract, it has dandelion, and then three essential oils that are specifically chosen to help muscles recover after they've been worked really hard. And that one, you just spray it on the muscle, leave it on for at least 20 or 30 minutes, and if you decide you want to wash it off, you can, or you can just leave it on. Magnesium has just a little bit of a tacky feel. It almost feels like, you know, when you go in the ocean and you come out of the water and the ocean water makes your skin feel just a little bit sticky almost because it has minerals on it, that's the way magnesium feels when you put it on. So for those that don't want to keep it on, they can wash it off. But if you leave it on for 20 or 30 minutes and allow it to soak in, it helps your muscles just to relax so well.
What athletes have been telling us is, yeah, these athletes, they'll try it, they'll use this magnesium muscle recovery, and they'll say, you know, I used to be, you know, I'd work really hard, then the next day I'd be really sore. Now they're telling us that they're able to work out just as hard that next day because the muscle recovery is helping them get back into their routine faster.
That's incredible. It really is. If folks want to learn more, what's the best way they can do that?
Sure. You can go to our website. That would be www.healthandwisdom.com.
Great.
And
it was a pleasure having you guys with us here on the show.
You're very welcome.
Well, thank you.
It's been a pleasure to be able to share some of this good news with you and the rest of your audience.
Any last, we got about 30 seconds. Anything you wanted to add in towards the end?
Well, so my husband and I, we purchased the company just about 3.5 years ago, right in the middle of COVID. And I think originally when we purchased the company, we were excited to have our own little small business ourselves. But I think as we have gotten a little further into this, we have realized that this magnesium has the potential of helping so many people, that we're really just trying to get the word out to help people realize that you don't have to live with pain or headaches or feel uncomfortable in your body, that there are natural things that you can do that are healthy for the body and also help you to feel better. And so we're just kind of excited to be able to share this with others.
It was a pleasure speaking with you guys once again, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do that and expand some more down the line. That would be a pleasure. Laura and Leroy, thank you so much for joining us here on Close Up Radio Live.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure for us as well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You guys take care, and we'll chat again real soon. Best of everything to you both. Healthandwisdom.com. Check that out, website. You can learn more about all the incredible things that they do. They're very passionate about what they do. And the magnesium is something you might want to introduce into the equation. It's wisdom, wisdom.com. Laura and Leroy Collinwood, back with us here on Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, hope you enjoyed this episode, and come by and see us again soon with guests we celebrate right here from around the world doing incredible things to make our world a better place on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.